Okay, so we are up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. So says the Mishnah, before going any further, we want to know what is our requirement if we were talking about the full bundle, the Arba Minim, what exactly are we chayev to bring? So Rabbi Yishmael says, Shlosha Hadasim, you have to bring three Hadasim, Ushtei Arabas, two Arabas, Lulav Echad, one Lulav, Ezrag Echad, and one Ezrag. That sounds a lot like what we do. In fact, it's exactly what we do. Afil Ushnaim Ketumim Ve'echad Inu Katum. But then Rabbi Yishmael says something a little bit radically. He says that if you have two Hadasim, the two of them, like the tops are cut off, which we thought was going to be considered pasul, but he says if you have two of those and one that is not cut off, then that's going to be kosher as well. So the Mefarshim want to know what exactly is going on over here. So it seems like Rabbi Yishmael actually took his opinion back. He says that really you're only chayav to bring one hadas, and therefore, but he didn't want to take back what he said. He had to bring three, so he said he could bring two invalid ones and one valid one, and then everything will be okay. But really, he says at the end of the day, only one of them is needed, and therefore one of them at least needs to be valid. But if the top is cut off, then it is not valid. Rabbi Tarfon says, "Afilu shlashtan ketumim." He says a person can even fulfill the mitzvah if there are three of the hadasim that are clipped off. The tops are clipped off. So it seems like according to Rabbi Tarfon, you are required to bring three. But he says that it actually is going to be considered a kosher hadas if the top is clipped off. And then Rabbi Akiva says, "Kashim shalulav echad ve'etrog echad." Just like one needs to bring one lulav and one etrog, kach hadas echad ve'arav echad. So too, a person has to bring one hadas and one arava. That's it. So that's obviously not what we paskin like. Mishnah Hey discusses the qualifications of what makes an esrog kosher or not kosher. So much like a lulav and a hadas and an arava, esrog hagazol v'hayavish pasul. If you have a stolen esrog, or if you have a dried out esrog, it's pasul. Shal ashira, if you have one from an avodah zara tree, v'shal ir nidachas, or one that came from a tree that's in a city of avodah zara, pasul. That's also going to be invalid. Shal arla pasul, if you have an esrog that is from arla, right? That, so that's fruit that is within like its first 3 years. So that's going to be considered invalid as well. So truma tamea pasul. If you have an esrog that is truma, and it's also tame, that's also pasul. So truma tahora. If you have an esrog that is truma tahora, so and it's tahor, so you think, oh, maybe it is okay. So it says the Mishnah, lo yutol, a person should not take this. There's a concern that maybe he'll make it tame. But the Mishnah says, if imni natal, if a person did take it kasher, then it's going to be kosher. It's going to be considered a kosher taking. You wouldn't have to take it again or something like that. Shall demai. Let's say you have an esrog that's demai. So demai is what we call like a suffix if the truma semaestros were taken from it. So what's the halacha over here? Beishamai say that it's pasul to take an esrog of demai. Beisal say no, it's totally okay. Shalmaeser sheni b'Yerushalayim. But let's say you have an esrog that's from Maeser sheni in Yerushalayim. Right, so you're inside Yerushalayim and you have this esrog that is Maeser sheni. Lo yitol, a person should not take it. However, again, because of this concern that it may become tamei, v'im natal kasher. But if a person did take it, then it is going to be kosher. Seems like the implication of this might be is that if you're outside of Yerushalayim, maybe this is not okay to take it. But inside Yerushalayim, again, one should not do it. But if you do it, then it will be kosher. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Hey. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Vav, with the sixth Mishnah. For now, we will stop right here.